Okay. So again, I assume that for today nobody really saw much of anything. I didn't know how any way to get in touch with anybody to give any marmacomas or the like. So we'll start from the beginning. And really the basic question that we need to understand first is, what is Bishul? What is Bishul on Shabbos? So we know the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Ein Gimel, a very famous Mishnah that goes through the Avos Melachos. Avos Melachos Arbon Chaser Achas. And it goes through all of them. The 11th malacha that's listed on that list is ha'ofer, baking. And right away Rashi points out that ha'ofer lo hava b'mishkan, that ofer did not take place in the Mishkan, de'lo shayach ela b'pas, u'pas lo shayach b'melachas ha'mishkan. Because baking applies to bread, and that did not take place in the context of the Mishkan. Again, the Melachos are derived from the Mishkan. I saw the earlier in the year, perhaps the Gemara Baba Kama and Daf Beis with the Avos and the Toldos of Mishkan Chashiva, what exactly defines a Melacha. But a Melacha has to have taken place in the Mishkan. The Rashi seems to be assuming that we're talking about the building of the Mishkan. The building of the Mishkan. So why would it say here, because again, in the context of Mishkan, in the context of Avodah, the Mishkan, you did have baking because you had the Menachos and you had the Lechem Apanim, which is discussed by the Rav Haigon, has a discussion about the, in general, where the Melachos are derived from, and he assumes that the Yerushalmi understands, unlike the Bavli, that we learn out the Melachos from the Mishkan from what took place in the Mishkan as part of the Avodah in the Mishkan, while the Bavli is coming from a perspective of assuming that the Melachos are derived from that which takes place in the construction of the Mishkan. So where do we have, so there's no Ofer. Avokulu kamaisave besamanim shaltseva tcheles v'agaman v'tolas shanim. And so where, what was there? There was Bishul when it came to the Bishul samimanim. When it came to having to make sure that there were dyes that were there, which were necessary in order to do the curtains and other parts of the Mishkan, that was done through Bishul. And the Gemara is going to ask, the Gemara 9 obeys, Amra Papa Shabak Tani Didam Bishul Saman Dabim Mishkan, Vinakar Ofer. Fine, very good. So if it's Bishul, why does it say Ofer? Right, Rashi told us why it doesn't mean Ofer, but it says Ofer. So why did it say Ofer? Tana Didan Sidur De Pas Nakat. The first 11 Malachos are easier to remember because they are written in the order of baking bread. So you start with the Zoreh and the Choresh and the Kotzer and Ma'amer and Dash and Zorah, and you go through, you're basically going through the entire process from the original planting of the wheat all the way through the grounding it into flour and sifting it and everything else, kneading it into dough. And then if it would switch to Bishul, that would be confusing. Because what is the difference between Bishul and Afia, between baking and cooking? Is what? Good, but a little bit more precisely, there are actually three terms that we need to understand, because there's also tzli. And it's going to be important as we go on to define what the different types of cooking are. So bishul is when you have cooking through a liquid medium. So when you have anything which is liquid inside of a pot, that pot is heated, so that is called cooking. That's bishul. So these samimanim, they were put inside of the pot, they were done in, presumably, some sort of water was put in as well. The dye goes into the water. Now you have your dye, which you can then use to put onto the curtains or whatever else you needed to dye in the Mishkan. That's Bishul. Ofer is done through indirect heat. So meaning there is a fire that heats up the oven. Just think about your oven at home. The fire heats up the walls of the oven. That creates heat in the cavity of the oven. Then you put the bread or the cookies or whatever it is inside, and then you bake cookies. Tzli is roasted. What is roasted? Roasted is cooking by fire, but it is direct. Think barbecue, right? Barbecue, as opposed to a oven, is the difference between the indirect heat and the direct heat. Yes, there are times the barbecue, you don't want the direct heat, but more or less, when you're roasting something over a fire, that is called tzli. Where there are going to be differences, that we'll discuss later on. But just in terms of defining what the terms are, bishul is cooking through a liquid medium. Afia is cooking indirectly through heat, through fire. And Tzli is directly with fire. Yes?
Rabbi, before you mentioned that you, that Bishul comes from, that they would mix the dyes together, like the Aragma, like what was that point you said before?
No, meaning they had whatever substance, again, if you're in the desert and you need to make dye, so you don't go to, you know, Target and buy your dye, so you have to make it yourself. So you take whatever plants there are, you cook it, and the dye comes out.
Oh, you hide the
plant. Or you cook the, maybe you put the curtains themselves, the strands in, but there was cooking involved in terms of getting it out. Yeah. So it's Bishul, Afiyah, and again, even in terms of, so again, you know, you can't, I think, you can't cook cookies, right? You can't, if you put cookies into a liquid, you get something else. I don't know, you get a matzo ball, but something else. You don't get, you also can't put your cookies on a barbecue. It's not going to come out quite right. Right? The heat is too intense. What?
It wasn't good. I know someone who did. It wasn't good.
Yeah, exactly. Fine. So again, those are terms of defining the terms. So now, why is it that the Mishnah says Ofeh is that we remember that the Sidur depas. But the Melacha, in terms of deriving it from the Mishkan, is Bishul. So does that, so, but which one is it in terms of what's forbidden on Shabbos? Is it Ofeh? Is it Bishul? What's not going to be allowed on Shabbos? So the Rambam writes in Perek Tes Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Aleph, Ha'ofeh kigrogeres chayev, Echad ha'ofeh zapas, O mevash o samaychol o zasamonim, O mechamet samayim hakol inyon echad. Hakol inyon echad. It's all the same. You're going to be chayev min ha'torah for cooking on Shabbos, for baking on Shabbos. We'll see. For roasting as well. And the Rambam assumes, and again, it's a little bit beyond where I want to go right now, the Rambam seems to be assuming that they are all in Av Malacha. Some of the Rishonim might learn that it's that one is in Av and one is in Tolda. But then again, if you remember back to Baba Kama Daf Beis, you're going to be Chayiv for in Av and a Tolda min HaTorah. It has to do with categorizing is where it's significant, what's the Av, what's the Tolda, in terms of, maybe in terms of Hasra and things like that. But fundamentally, in terms of there being an Isser D'Oraisa, the Rambam tells us that whether you're doing Bishul, whether you're doing Afiyah, you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos. Again, so what it says in the Mishnah is just in terms of categories of what makes more sense to write in that place, but in terms of your chiyuv midaraisa, you're going to be chayiv either way for the Bishul or Afiyah. Does not matter. It does not matter which one. Okay. Now the Rambam adds in the last thing later on in Perek Tes Halacha Vav throws in that Bishul can also apply that Hamatich Echad Mimine Matchus Kosho Mechamim Samatekas Achatasa Gacheles Hareze Toldos Mivashal. That you can have Bishul on metal. You can have Bishul on metal. Which means that Bishul is not defined by cooking food. By cooking food. Now, if you understand that the Bishul that was in the Mishkan was the Bishul of the Samamanim, so it's not so surprising that it's not limited to food. Ofeh, baking, as far as we know, any baking, it has to do with food specifically. So then maybe I would have said, oh, the malacha only applies to food. But once we know...
Bricks, no?
Not in the Mishkan. Make big bricks if you're going to do a construction project. But the chiyuv is going to be on metal as well. Where does this emerge from the Gemara that more directly? So the Gemara in Shabbos and Dafayin Dalet and Beis that we mentioned before... That Gemara which said, why did the Mishnah not list the Bishul Samamanim and instead write Ofem? The Gemara there also says, Amar Rav Acha bar Avira Hayman Deshada Sichsa LaAsuna Chayav Mishum Mivashel. Somebody who puts a peg into, at least that's the way Rashi seems to understand it, Rashi says, Shehishlich Yosei Lach LeTanor Cham LiYabshel. You have a moist wooden peg, and you put it into a kiln, into an oven, in order to dry it out, you're going to be chayiv you're going to be chayev. Why are you going to? You're going to be chayev for mishum mevasha. So the Gemara says pshita. Gemara says, isn't that obvious? Ma'u de seima l'shirure mano kamechavin kamash malon de merafe rafi v'hadar kamit. What's actually happening is first the water comes out of the peg. While it's out, it momentarily softens the peg even more. And then, when the water dries out completely, then it is hard. So the Gemara seems to be telling us here, that the definition of cooking is that it's obvious that it applies to non-foods, but softening is the definition of cooking. As long as it was hardening it, right, if it was in the first stage, L'shrure, Rashi said, right, L'chazek ve'ein kam bishul, that would not be bishul. Kamash malon, that first it softens it, and then the bishul comes later. Dimrafi, Rafa yedei choma, or ramayim shebesoch yotzin, that it heats up from the fire, the water comes out, u'la'achar sheyotzin meimav komet miskashe, komet, and then miskashe v'chirafi bereisha, when it got soft at the beginning, have bishulo. That was the bishul. The Rambam, however, seems to learn differently. That Rambam we mentioned before in Perek Tes Halacha Vav. The Rambam continues and he writes klalo shel davar bein sherifa guf kasha ba'esh o shehikshe guf rach harei zechayev mishum vashel. It has to do with, it sounds like what the Rambam is saying, it has to do with change. If you are taking something soft and you're hardening it through fire, or you're taking something hard and you're softening it through fire, either one of those could be bishul. That would be an even easier case of something hard and you're softening it, though this case is a little harder. But let's say you heat up the metal so much that you liquefy it. Or you take something like Gemara's case, you take tar, where you heat up the tar, and the tar becomes almost a liquid. That is going to be bishul. So the Lamech Mishnah asks, I don't understand. So why did the Gemara have to say that in the case of the peg, if it was to harden the peg, then that wouldn't be bishul. So it must be that the water came out, made it softer, then afterwards, when it dries, then it becomes harder. That's bishul. Why did the Gemara have to say that? Says the Lechem Mishnah. Do so with the Kodar Lechem, Masha Abis, Masha Chemish Bishul, Dun Dofe, Umasha Amru Besichse, Shehu Kli Adama. So first of all, the Lechem Mishnah understands that he learns the case, the Rambam understands it differently. When we're talking about an earthenware vessel, we're not talking about a peg. The fee died to a perish mouth the same as she'en osa shumalacha. Shareim chazokim she'mischazkim yoser kamashman she'chai v'alabishu she'etchilo ish miraf osam v'nasalach v'achar kach makshe osam mishum hachi chayiv. Ava olam de b'chol davar lach chayiv b'kishuyav. He says that I might have said, well, it's already hard. So if it's already hard, and you're just making it a little bit harder, I might have said that you're not going to be chayiv for that at all. You're not going to be chayiv for that at all. You didn't really do anything. Kamash malan, that in this case you are chayiv, because when it softens it and then hardens it, that is a different quality of hardening it. But it doesn't matter fundamentally. The Gemara is not being mechadesh to us that it has to dafka be softening an object as opposed to hardening it. So again, that's the shita of the Rambam, and that is basically how we assume as well. That if you're going to take anything and cause a significant change to it through heat, whether you're going to take something hard and soften it, whether you're going to take something soft and harden it, that is going to be a chiyuv of bishul, whether or not that thing is food or a non-food.
But something that's actually hard without being previously first softened, then being harder. If you're just making something actually harder,
So that will probably depend on how significant a change you're making. Meaning, the way the Lechem Mishnah seems to be understanding this is that this was talking about, meaning, there would be a difference between if you've ever done, you know, pottery or something like that. So when, not the painting kind that you do on a date, the kind that you like make it out of clay. So it's really soft afterwards. It goes in a kiln, and then it gets hardened. So that part, that according to the Rambam, would probably certainly be bishul. Because you take it something which is soft, and you've hardened, even though it's pliable. It's a little bit soft, and you've made it hard. The case of the Gemara seems to be, is that when you have it, let's say it's already been fired. It's already hard. But if you put it into the fire again, it may get harder. It will get harder. So that's the case where the Hava Amid was that I shouldn't be chai because of that, because that's not a significant change.
That's because the water
softened it. So the only reason you're going to be chai in that case is because by the water softening it, that either he's going to understand that itself was a change, or that allows it to become significantly harder. But had it not been for that step, you wouldn't be a significant enough change. But that seems to be the key, is that you need to change something, make a significant change, it's hard to solve. The Dirshu here quotes a fascinating Shaila. Because what happens in the following case? It doesn't give the entire case like this. Let's say you have one of those plastic containers, like the kind you get coleslaw in from a takeout. And your neighbor comes Shabbos morning, and your neighbor tells you that the crock pot died in the middle of the night, chalent spoiled, no hot food for Shabbos. So like, Hashem made a very big chalent. I'm happy to give you some chalent. You take one of those containers, you take your chalent off, we'll talk all the details about what you're doing with the chalent when you take it off. And you take your hot chalent from your pot, you put it into this into this kli, and what happens to it? It's burning hot. The bottom gets much, much softer. Certainly on the inferior quality ones. It gets much, much softer. Or you take it from an urn. Person needs some hot water. You don't have any of the quote-unquote hot cups around, and you put it in the cold cup, then you discover why you're not supposed to put it into the cold cup. It came out and melts. Is that bishul? Is it bishul on the cup? Is it bishul on the kli? You've taken something hard, and you soften it. It doesn't matter if it's not a food. We said bishul doesn't have to be only when it comes to a food. So the quotes here, it's in Shin Yud Ches. Again, just as a general introduction, Shin Yud Ches basically deals with the doraisas of bishuls, basically, and Reish Nun Gimel deals with the rabbanans of bishul. We're going to be, Bezus Hashem, seeing them both. But right now, we start with Shin Yud Ches, the doraisas. It says Laros Meichel Mashke Roschem Nesoch Kli Plastic Chad Pe'ami Amisrakech Nachmas Achom, to take hot food or liquid and put it into a disposable plastic which is going to get soft. Kasa B'Shut Shevet Alevi Ravazna writes Shemutter. It's mutter. Kevan She'enu Miskavein L'Melacha. Interesting. You're not miskavein. Your kavana, your intent, is not for any malacha. It's happening. It's great. Oh, so that gets into a very interesting, broader topic, that there are certain times when you're not mechavein for a malacha, that can't be a malacha at all. Meaning it's only a malacha if what's happening is significant enough to you. You know, adarab, here you don't want it to happen. You much prefer, it's much easier to carry it if your plastic container is not getting all squishy. So you don't want that. That's what he says. V'chein das agarim shol mazal min arbach, she'ein rikach zen nechshav, kibishol ho v'ein haklim mis...